acts to follow, so I appreciate you putting me on the corner. I'm a fan of the Westchester Broadway Theater. I just saw their production of Wizard of Oz last season that a friend of mine was in, and it's a great venue, and I look forward to listening to the rest of your show after you're all done with me.
Great. Matt, tell the Guys Association New York City, for people who are not familiar with your organization, tell us a little bit about the Guys Association.
Well, first of all, the Guides Association of New York City was founded in 1974. We are one of the oldest associations of our kind. And what our kind is we are professional tour guides for New York City. A lot of people don't know that the guiding of tours in New York City is a licensed profession by law. In order to guide tours in New York City, you have to take a 150-question test that it is administered by the DCA, the Department of Consumer Affairs, and pass this test in order to get a license. It's technically illegal to guide tours in New York without such a license. So to be a member of the Guides Association, you must have your tour guide's license, and we do a lot of things that are based on education and advocacy for the tourism industry in New York. Education, certainly in terms of improving the quality of the guiding itself, and advocacy in terms of making sure that visitors to New York are given the best face of the city.
That's great. Matt, tell us a little bit about the type of tours that are given by licensed tour guides in New York City, because there are a lot of, we understand there are a lot of unlicensed guides in New York City, but your group is professional. They study, they research. Obviously, they're licensed by the city itself. Now, tell us, what type of tours do they do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I need to disagree with you ever so slightly. This may sound like semantics, but I assure you it's more serious than that. There is no such thing as an unlicensed guide. There are only unlicensed people acting as guides. They give tours illegally. And I am a very big believer in this licensing law. If you are not licensed, you are not a guide. So that's very important. I realize that may sound like I'm just nitpicking.
But
when it comes to the getting of jobs, when it comes to the possibility of, you know, an unsuspecting visitor hiring a guide, it's always best for them to know they should hire the people who are playing by the rules, who actually had to, you know, pass a test that shows they know what they're talking about. At any rate, to get to your actual question, which is a perfectly excellent question, what kind of tours do the guides give? You name it. Anything in the book. We have in our association people who do bus tours, walking tours, tours on boats, tours that follow specific niche topics. We have people who give tours about the theater district, tours about Greenwich Village, tours about the jazz musicians of Harlem, tours about the political activists of Harlem. One of my favorite tours that I get to give, just as an example, is my Irish Heritage Tour. You know, March is just around the corner, so people are thinking a lot about Irish heritage, and that's one of my favorite tours. So you name it, there is a tour that can be given, and you know, we have just over 300 members in the Guides Association, so you'd be hard-pressed to find a tour that one of our members does not give. You would also, by the way, be hard-pressed to find a language that at least one of our members does not speak. When you go on the Guides Association website and you are trying to decide what kind of tour you want, one of the things that you can refine your search by is languages spoken as well as individual topics and subjects that are covered.
That's great. So it sounds like everyone. Matt, if people, for our listeners, our guest tonight is Matthew Baker. He is the president of the New York Guides Association of New York City. These are licensed tour guides of New York. Matt, what's the best way if people want to find out more about the Guides Association of New York City? What's the best place to go to?
Definitely go to the association's website, which is www.ganyc.org. That's GANYC. It's the abbreviation, Guides Association of New York City. So ganyc.org. And that is definitely our face that we present to our visitors. And it's an easy-to-navigate website. You can search virtually according to anything.
Matt, you have an event coming up on Monday, March 2nd at 8 o'clock, and I guess this is really...
Yes, indeed.
Tell us a little bit about that, please.
long time, the Guides Association has talked about wanting not merely to share and educate about the city, but to celebrate the city. And so the idea of holding an awards gala has percolated in a lot of our minds for quite a while. And we're finally doing it, and we're very excited about it. We hope it's going to be an annual event, and our first annual Gannick Apple Awards, is what we're calling them, is going to be held this next March, on the 2nd of March, which is a Monday night. We chose Monday because we hope people won't be doing a lot of other things on a Monday. Theaters are dark and such. So it's Monday the 2nd. There's going to be a cocktail hour at 6:30, and then the awards start at 8 o'clock. It's going to be held at Symphony Space. And anyone who knows New York City knows Symphony Space. It's a wonderful performance venue. Leonard Nimoy has been well associated with Symphony Space for many years in their short story reading program. And indeed, the theater space we're in is the theater that bears his name. There's two venues within Symphony Space. There's 168 seats in the Leonard Nimoy Theater, and tickets are beginning to sell. So if people are interested in checking out our awards, definitely hop on that ball and buy your tickets before we sell out. They're $60, and you can buy them on the Symphony Space website, symphonyspace.org. Very simple.
Matt, tell our listeners the type of people that are being honored at this event.
Okay, absolutely, yes. Who are we handing these awards to? Well, we have nine different categories, plus we're going to conclude with the big life achievement. There will be things such as Outstanding New York City Website, if you're a reader of Gothamist or a fan of Jeremiah's Vanishing New York or Forgotten New York. There's websites like that being honored. There's Outstanding Achievement in Support of New York City Preservation. Preservation is a very big issue to people who love New York culture. So we are looking at people like the Historic Preservation. The Landmarks Conservancy is a good example of people that we're looking to honor. Friends of the High Line is up for an award. There's the Greenwich Village Society of Historic Preservation, etc. There's also going to be some pretty obvious things like Outstanding Achievement in Book Writing. There are great books, both fiction and non, about New York City that we'll be honoring. And we're going to conclude the event. The one winner I can tell you about, because it's not a competitive award, is there's going to be a Lifetime Achievement Award, and that is going to the artist James Turrell. He had a wonderful show a season or two back at the Guggenheim. He's been a longtime fixture in New York at Gramercy Park, and he's also exhibited at PS1, and just an amazing and innovative artist that we felt really merited a Lifetime Achievement honor. So these are the kinds of people that we have receiving awards, and we are going to have some celebrity presenters as well, and we're very excited to have them be a part of our show. City Councilman Ben Kalos of the 5th District, Upper East Side in Roosevelt Island, is going to be presenting. Simeon Bankoff of the Historic Districts Council will be presenting. Linda Tarrant Reed, the author of Discovering Black America, will be presenting. We're going to have a lot of exciting people. Who am I forgetting? Greg Wesner of Open House New York is going to be presenting. Susan Madden of the Museum of the City of New York. So it's going to be something of a star-studded evening. We're very, very pleased not just to be able to celebrate the city. The way one of my colleagues said it very beautifully was, those who know New York best will celebrate the best of New York. So we're very happy to be able to do that and say good job to people who've done a wonderful job of showing our city at its best. But we've actually managed to get a lot of really terrific friends to help us do that, and that's very exciting too.
That's great. Matt, I understand one of the categories that I really like is Outstanding Achievement in New York City Food. And you have places like...
Yes, and Outstanding Achievement in New York City Food is going to be presented by Miss Adrienne Cooper, who is the host and the master of ceremonies of a wonderful food and comedy show called Food Funny. So we're very excited to have her on board as well.
Okay, our guest tonight is Matt Baker, who is the president of the Guides Association New York City. These are licensed New York City tour guides. Who have tremendous knowledge of the city, and you can find out more about them by going to their website at www.gannyc.org. That's Gannyc, G-A-N-Y-C.org. And you can find out about all the different tours that these these very special people are doing with and their licensing relationship in New York City, who are really very, very professional and very dedicated to their field. Matt, how did you particularly come up with this this event? What prompted it?
Well, again, we had thought in terms of celebrating for a long time and wanted to think of the best way to do it. About a year and a half, between a year and a half ago, we started noticing that some of our favorite institutions were enjoying great milestones. Indeed, you mentioned just a minute ago that you were fond of the category Outstanding Achievement in New York City Food. Two of our nominees were nominated because of their milestones. In the last year and a half, Russ and Daughters celebrated 100 years in business, and Katz's Deli, which of course everyone remembers from the comedy When Harry Met Sally, celebrated 125 years. So when things like that started happening and they made the news, we said there should be a ceremony for this. There should be a grand, elegant ritual to really honor these wonderful milestones. And of course, as Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. We decided if we wanted to see this happen, we had to do it.
That's great.
Our guest again is Matthew Baker, who is again the president of the Guides ASU in New York City. The event is coming up. It's the GAMEC Apple Awards, which is going to be held on Monday at 8 p.m., March 2nd, 8 p.m., and it's going to be held at the Symphony Space. And Matt, is there a direct line number if people want to order tickets? I know this should be on the website, but is there a phone number to get tickets for the event itself? And that's going to be...
Other than Symphony Space's number, there's no telephone line to GAMEC, to the Guides Association, for ordering tickets. We're pretty much doing it all online. If you have trouble getting in touch directly with Symphony Space, you can certainly contact us at awards@GAMEC.org. But pretty much even that involves going online. So other than Symphony Space's number, there's no second phone number to order by the telephone.
There are a number of organizations in the United States that require their guides to be licensed. I know one of the most prominent ones is the one in Washington, D.C., where they really are very strict. Now, I understand GAMEC.
Indeed. We have a lot of friends in the Washington, D.C. Guides Guild. They're a terrific organization.
What's in the future of Tour Guide in New York City? Now, this year, I guess we estimate there'll be over 50 million visitors to New York City. Is that the number that I've heard?
54, if I'm not mistaken.
54 million visitors to New York City. So if people, but the people who take these tours are not necessarily outsiders. These are a lot of local people who are really interested in learning as much as they can about New York City. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. And of course, because they are local people and they already know a little bit about their city, they're going to have pretty high standards, and they don't want to trust their valuable time. We all know how busy we New Yorkers are. They don't want to trust their valuable time to just anyone. You make a very interesting point when you mention Washington, D.C., because, of course, a lot of people know that recently there was a court case in Washington, D.C. that struck down a lot of their licensing regulations. That sent ripples of discussion throughout pretty much all of the other American guiding associations that require licensing. The court case was won on First Amendment grounds, which a lot of us felt was rather silly. Not to say that we think the First Amendment is silly, obviously it's a very important thing, but the way I put it was, no one is saying that Joe New Yorker can't take his grandparents from the Midwest around and talk about the Empire State Building. Of course he can, and people have for years, and no one said a thing about it. All we're saying is that as soon as you start accepting money for such an action and marketing yourself as a professional, certain credentials are expected.
Right. Well, tell our listeners really why is it so important when, looking for a licensed guide?
Oh, well, it's very simple. If you go to Central Park on any given Monday in the high season, during the spring and summer, you will see busloads of people from various places. I've noticed them from Quebec. Others have noticed them from China and whatnot. And they will have, very presentable, very engaging people guiding their tours. And then you start listening to these tours. And, Susan, I can tell you, some of those tours really need to be submitted for the Pulitzer Prize in fiction.